Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We thank the Lord for you tuning in on this evening, and we invite you to join us in praise and worship. At this time, we're going to start off with prayer. I'm going to ask Evangelist Maybell Edmond if she would lead us in the opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. We want to thank you for giving us another chance to come before you, to give your name praise, to give thanks unto you, for thou art so worthy. We don't deserve your goodness and your mercy, but we thank you for what you've done for us already. We thank you for what you're going to do. Pray that you look upon us with compassion and mercy. Help us to stand and to go through, O Lord. Bless us on tonight. You know what we have need of. You know all about us, oh Lord. You know what we are going through. You know how to fix every situation that's going on in our lives. We are trusting in you tonight. There is no other help we know. You are our very present help. Oh, my God, we look to you and we thank you, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on this broadcast tonight. Pray that you will have your way and that your will be done. Send your word and send your anointing. Take full control, oh, Lord. Let the Spirit of God be there. And let the blood of Jesus cover on tonight. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch every listener. Bless every soul, oh Lord. Give strength to the weak. Heal them that are sick. And deliver them that are bound. We know thou art a deliverer. We know thou art a healer. In the word of God, you said with your stripes, we are healed. We believe your word today. We take you at your word. Your word is true, and it cannot fail. You cannot lie, Lord. We're depending on you. We're trusting in you. We're down here waiting on you. We can't do anything without you. We need you to touch us. We need you to bless us, to lead, guide, and direct our path. And to show us the way that you would have us to go. Help us to be led by Spirit. Help us, oh Lord Jesus. Let your word go forth. Let it reach some soul that is bound. Loose the bonds, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we pray that you go into the hospitals. Touch and heal. Go into the institutions. We pray that you touch the hearts of men. And deliver their souls. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Oh, my God, we thank you right now, Jesus. We thank you, oh, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for your many mercies. We thank you right now, Lord. We give praise and glory to thy name. Your name is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Bless your people, O Lord. Strengthen and keep your people. Help us to go through, O Lord. Help us to lift up thy name and to give glory and honor and praise unto thy name for thy salvation that you sent unto our souls, for the word of God that you sent to us, O Lord, that we might be free from our sins. Now, Lord, we pray that you go with us. Stand by us on tonight. Pray that you look on the speaker of the hour, that you will send your word and send your anointing. Continue to bless this ministry, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist May. Prayer is always in order, and I thank the Lord because he hears and he answers prayer. And for the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. I'm the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for the people of God. We thank God for all of you. We just thank the Lord for the opportunity just to go forth and to praise the name of the Lord, to lift him up. And at this time, again, we invite you to worship the Lord with us, to give praise, glory, and honor to his name. And we're going to have our opening scripture by Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. God bless.
And praise the Lord. The opening scripture is taken from the 81st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. That's the 81st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon and appointed on our solemn feast day. for this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in a secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange God be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Thank God for Noah's word. 81st number is found in the first throughout the 10th verses. Thank you all again so much for tuning in to the broadcast today. Thank God for the opening prayer. I would like to let everyone know, if you would like a copy of tonight's service broadcast, or any broadcast that has gone forth on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, title one school, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100 at gmail.com. That's prayerworksministry100 at gmail.com. Tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, title one school, and one is O-N-E. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to pray for Arlene Almonte, for Mother Janice Marshall and the bereaved Marshall family, for Evangelist Cynthia and the bereaved Anderson family, the bereaved Diggs family, Robin Monte, who has cancer, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Steve, Deborah and her daughter, Muhammad Hameen, Nicholas, Antonio, Judea Hameen, Erica Hameen, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the Hope Ministry, the There Is Hope Ministry. The phone number is 551-258-5271. There is no access code. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Myrtle Huff, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Gary Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hogs teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891, and they are still going strong. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you would like your name added to the prayer list, you need a petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of our broadcast. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 271, Moore, Maryland, 21230. To call our guest line, if you'd like to have remarks, you want to sing a song, leave an encouraging word. If you're a clergy, you like to have remarks after the word, you may call 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to, I'll just sing a portion of this song. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? at the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I've received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I have done? He died upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. At the cross, where I first saw the light. Glory to God. I thank God that Jesus went up on that cross, gave his life for a wretch and a sinner like me. I'm so glad about it. He didn't have to do it, but because of his love and mercy, he went through that suffering and pain just so we can live. And the psalmist says, sing aloud unto God our strength. You got people singing, but they're singing softly. But the Bible says, sing aloud unto God, because he is our strength. And it said, make a joyful noise. There's so much noise going on. People just making all kinds of noise. But they're not making a joyful noise. And they're not making it unto the God of our salvation. But I'm happy to report that I'm singing unto the Lord, making a joyful noise unto the God of my salvation for what he has done for me and for the mercy that he has bestowed upon me. God is so great. He is so good. We ought to always be willing to sing aloud and give praises unto the God of our salvation. He said, I am the God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. He brought us out of the land of Egypt. Maybe you wasn't back in that day, but we were in our own Egypt, running the streets and drinking and smoking and carrying on. We had our own Egypt. God reached down and pulled us out and made us to be able to praise the name of our God. And he said, open your mouth wide. And he said, I will fill it. So that's what we need to do. We need to do that some more. We need to open our mouth wide. Don't be ashamed to open your mouth wide. Don't be ashamed to sing aloud unto the Lord, for he is worthy. And the Lord will fill our mouths if we open it, make a joyful noise, and sing aloud unto the Lord, and open our mouth wide. He will do just what he said he would do. So I thank the Lord for this opportunity, and we thank God for every listener on tonight. We pray that you will get a blessing through the word of God, which is about to come forth through Pastor Sheila Hameen. So at this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the word. Forget about everything else. And let's get ready to hear the word of God coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the song, the beautiful song, the scripture that was read, for those encouraging and uplifting words coming through Evangelist May. I just thank God for this broadcast. I thank God once again for all of you. Truly, God is worthy to be praised. And let's get together and make a joyful noise unto him. Let's praise him. Let's worship him. Let's lift him up, because he is worthy at all times. And as the psalmist said, open thy mouth wide. And if you do this, God is going to fill it. God will put those praises in your mouth. He'll put the worship in you. God will do it just for you. And we do thank the Lord for all things, and we're going to get ready for the word of God. We ask that you will pay close attention and open your heart. Just listen to be blessed of the Lord. Listen for the Lord to speak to you. And the message tonight is a message that I've already preached on Tuesday night on the Prayer News Network. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and switch over to that message. And we ask that you will just keep your hearts and minds open to hear from the Lord. God bless. Praise the Lord. So switching over now.
And tonight, amen, we have a wonderful speaker. Amen. She's no stranger, as the full time stated. Amen. She's been with us on this prayer line several times. Amen. Preaching, praying. Amen. Just ministering to our spirit. And tonight, amen, she's a part of my ministry that I come out of. Amen. But she comes to us out of Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. From Holy Temple Church of God. Amen. And tonight we would like to present to you our speaker for the hour, none other than Pastor Sheila Hameen. Amen. And also she is a radio host of Blog Talk Radio as well. Amen. And towards the end of the program, amen, we pray that she will share her information, amen, with you so that you may be able to eat and tune in and listen, amen, to her broadcast as well. So without further ado, preliminary, amen, we introduce to you tonight none other than our very own Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due and everyone in their respective places. It is indeed a great honor to be back on the Prayer News Network Global. I bring you greetings from Holy Temple Church of God in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. I'm just so happy to be back on the line. I truly have enjoyed that glorious testimony coming from Evangelist Vaughn, and she just sounds so stirred up. I was just egging her on. It's like, go ahead and preach. Sound like she wanted to preach. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you have every right to praise God and to rejoice for what the Lord has done. Amen. Praise God. Again, I'm just happy to be back on the Prayer News Network Global. Thank God for you. Thank the Lord for the invitation. And at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and prepare to go to the Word of God. Let us bow our heads and humble our hearts. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. Oh, God, we come to you right now, Lord, asking that you will feed our souls, that you will minister unto us, Lord, the things that we stand in need of, both spiritually and naturally. Send forth your word tonight, oh, God, and give those answers, Lord Jesus. Bring forth healing. Bring forth encouragement. Whatever the need is, Lord, we know that you're able to reach. Oh, God, do it right now. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, if you will get your Bibles, if you care to read along, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, going to the book of James. James, the first chapter, verses 1 through 7. Praise the Lord. And I do have some other scriptures that I will touch on as the Lord leads. But we're going to start with the book of James, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. And the Bible reads, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brothers, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect
and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And on tonight, the title of the message is Patiently Waiting on the Lord. And the theme to focus on is Count It All Joy. Praise the Lord. In this passage of Scripture, Brother James, an apostle of Jesus Christ, is reaching out to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, bringing forth greeting to the people of God who were scattered, many of them because of persecution, because of tribulation, because of troubles. The tribe of Israel were scattered abroad, but God had a wide-range purpose for this taking place. Amen. Sometimes we need to be ruffled in order to get activated and do a work for the Lord. Praise be to God. But sometimes we get a little impatient and we tend to lose our patience, amen, because of what we're going through. But nevertheless, Apostle James reached out to encourage the brethren, to encourage the people of God, saying, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. The word diverse meaning of varying types, numerous, manifold. So there's a plethora of things as far as what we will encounter as being a disciple of Jesus Christ, learning how to take up our cross daily and follow after him. We learn that we need to have patience and that we need to wait on God for our deliverance. Amen. And know this, that the Lord will not forsake us, neither will he turn his back on us. He won't leave us all by ourselves. And I just want to bring in a few things that were mentioned by Apostle Paul when he wrote to the church at Corinth. In the 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and around the 9th verse, he began to say that God spoke to him after he had petitioned God regarding a thorn in his flesh. He wanted God to move that thorn out of his flesh. Praise the Lord. He sought the Lord about this thing 3 times. But he came to a resolution that, understanding God's grace is sufficient, hallelujah, that his strength is made perfect in weakness, he started saying that he would rather glory in infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon him. And if we have this same resolve, when we fall into diverse temptations, we can definitely count it all joy, because God has a special purpose in our lives, and we learn that having patience is going to work in our favor. Hallelujah. As Jesus pointed out to his disciples, I believe in St. Luke 21 and 19, he said, in your patience, possess ye your soul. So the key word is waiting patiently on the Lord. And when we count these things joy, the diverse temptations, the troubles and the triumphs, the death and whatever else will rise up in our lives, we can gladly say that God's grace is sufficient for us. Praise the Lord. And I know that flesh doesn't want to suffer. Flesh just doesn't want to obey God. Flesh doesn't want to do what is right. Just want to take the easy way out. But when we can glory in our infirmities, the power of Christ will rest upon us. This is cause for having joy and rejoicing when we fall into these diverse temptations. Praise be to God. Apostle Paul reached out to the church at Rome in the 8th chapter, verse 28, saying, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. In the 5th chapter, first verse, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. His grace is sufficient. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We rejoice in tribulation. We glory in infirmities. We just count it all joy. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. We need patience. We have need of patience. And the word patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. In other words, calm endurance. Hallelujah. Just waiting patiently until our change comes. Praise the Lord. I believe Job, he waited on the Lord until his change came. It wasn't easy for him to deal with all the troubles that came up in his life, the losses that he suffered, the pain that he endured, but he kept his integrity, amen, and he left God when the devil tried to get him to curse God. But he waited patiently on the Lord, and God came through for him in a mighty powerful way, in that his latter end was greater than his first. Thank you, Jesus. How do we count it all joy when the trouble is so severe? How do we count it all joy when we fall into these diverse temptations? It takes the power of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, following the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. They went forth and they began to preach and teach in the name of Jesus in the book of Acts. And they were subject to being locked up, beaten for the name of Jesus. But they began to rejoice after they had been beaten. And they came with great joy back to the people of God, and they were so glad that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And I'm just so happy for what the Lord has done and the encouragement of the word of God to help us during these times. Wow, Jesus was speaking to his disciples when he said, in your patience, possess ye your souls,
He imparted to them what to expect in time as a sign of his return. But he's surely coming back, amen, to receive us unto himself. And he went on to tell them about the things that would come to pass just before the end of the world. And they would see these signs, but he explained that they needed to have patience. They needed to have calm endurance. In other words, the capacity to accept the delay. It seems like he just is not going to show up. Seems like it's just taking such a long time. Oh, glory to God. But in your patience, possess ye your soul. If you're going after the Lord and seeking him for deliverance, if you're seeking to be saved, seeking the Holy Ghost, don't give up, but wait patiently on the Lord. And when you start going after the Lord and your mind is made up that you want to give your life to him, that you want to live for him, the threat, the test, and the trial are going to intensify. They're going to build up. It's going to be so many, multiple, manifold tests, tribulations, troubles, problems are going to rise up to discourage you. But I want to encourage you tonight to continue to go after God, to continue to seek the Lord, and don't give up, but wait patiently and count it all joy. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. The word of God is filled with everything we need for our souls, not only for our souls and in the spiritual sense, but in the natural. The word of God can fulfill us both spiritually and naturally. Everything we need is in the word of God. Praise the Lord. And also, we know that the trying of our faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And so we understand that we can't do God's will except he give us direction, except he give us wisdom and knowledge concerning his will. And when we seek the Lord and we wait patiently on him, surely the Lord will enlighten us. The Lord will give us spiritual enlightenment and understanding concerning the scriptures. There are some people who refrain from reading the word of God, saying that it's too complicated and they just can't understand it. But understand this, that God himself is a God of mystery. And when we seek the Lord, he's the one who's going to reveal himself to us, for he himself is the word of God. And there are some people trying to figure it out. They're trying to understand this, and they're trying to know this. But if God doesn't reveal it to you, you won't know it. And if you lack wisdom, Brother James said, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. That word liberally means freely. God wants you to have this now. He wants you to know who he is. He wants you to know what his will is in your life. Praise the Lord, because he has a special purpose for you being here on this earth, a work that he has assigned unto you, and you need wisdom in order to fulfill that purpose. Praise be to God. And once God gives to us, he upbraideth not. Amen. And he will surely give you this wisdom. He will give you that the Lord. When you ask of him, you must ask in faith. Because the Bible lets us know that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when you go before him and you seek him, you cannot have doubt. You cannot waver, because the expectation of receiving anything from the Lord is naught. Glory to God. But when you go to God in faith, you come to him and you seek the Lord and you believe God, all doubt, all drawback, all fear, everything aside, when you believe God and you take God at his word, you will see God work. You will see God move in a mighty way. But you must wait patiently until God moves. Amen. He will come with a mighty move. So why not rejoice and wait patiently on the Lord? Glory be to God. Just count it all joy if somebody rise up and smack you in the face. Just count it all joy. The disciples, they were beaten. And I can say with truth that somebody tried to warn them. And it was a Pharisee named Gamaliel. He was a doctor of the law, and he was held in high repute among all the people. And he commanded that the disciples, the apostles, be put out of the room, because he wanted to talk to these people who had taken the disciples to stop them from preaching and teaching in the name of Jesus. And he gave them a few examples of people who had risen up and the work wasn't of God and it came to naught. But he warned them particularly concerning the apostles and told them to leave these men alone, to let them go. And because this work that they were doing, if it was of men, it would come to naught. But if it's of God, he warned them, you cannot overthrow it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, yes, they agreed with Gamaliel, but they still wanted to inflict harm, inflict pain, and just breathe out cruelty and warning to the disciples. So they called them back in, and they beat them and commanded them not to speak anymore in the name of Jesus. Then they let him go. But you know, the disciples, those apostles, they were so filled with joy because they knew that God was with them. They knew Jesus was working along with them. So they rejoiced and they counted it all joy because the Lord had chosen them and counted them worthy to suffer shame for his name. So it's a beautiful thing when God will choose you to suffer shame for his name. So they went on back into the temple. They began to preach. They did not cease from preaching and teaching the word of God, even though man had told them not to. But they did let them know we ought to obey God rather than men. They feared God. Praise the Lord. And they were glorying in their tribulation. Hallelujah. I just thank God for the word of God. And I just want to encourage you who are listening tonight to count it all joy. But wait patiently. Wait patiently on the Lord. Praise the Lord. Joy. What is joy? Triumph. Delight, jubilation, this is euphoria, rejoicing. And so when the enemy starts fighting against you, just rejoice. Just count it all joy. And you'll get confused and wonder what happened. Amen. And why is it that you're not sad and despondent? Why is it that you're not discouraged? Because you know that what you're going through, you're counting it all joy because you have the victory. The Lord has already overcome the world. Therefore, we are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. God will make a difference in your life. God will change your life. So let us be patient. Let's endure calmly. And I know sometimes when we get a little older, it's not an excuse, but we lose patience. So that means we need to get on back to the altar. We need to get back to denying ourselves, fasting and praying and seeking the Lord like never before, going after him and putting everything else aside, putting God first. Hallelujah. Having a hunger and a thirst for righteousness for the Lord himself as the heart panted after the water brook. You know, our soul to go after God in that manner. Praise the Lord. If you have that thirst in you, a thirst needs to be quenched. It's a strong urge and a desire, and it needs to be quenched. And when it gets down in you for God, you will do anything it takes to get closer to the Lord. You're willing to give up anything and everything. Hallelujah. You're willing to wait for as long as it takes. Praise be to God, waiting on deliverance, waiting on healing, waiting on encouragement, waiting on restoration. You're willing to wait until your change comes without complaining, mumbling, and grumbling. Glory to God. But instead, counting it all joy and rejoicing in the Lord, waiting on God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for the word of God. And at this time, maybe someone has been struggling and feeling short patience and feeling all upset because of their situation and what they're going through. And maybe you feel like you just don't have the wisdom or the knowledge to do what God wants you to do and to go about doing his will. And we're going to go to God in prayer on your behalf tonight. If there's anyone out there who's listening tonight and you desire to give your life to Jesus, this is your invitation. I extend to you an invitation to come to Jesus, to come and accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Hallelujah. If there's anyone who has backslidden on the Lord, I extend the invitation to you to return unto the Lord with your whole heart. If there's anyone who has done something that God is not pleased with, I extend an invitation to you to repent and come to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. If there's anyone out there who's sick in your body and you have the faith to believe, send the invitation to you to come to the Lord and be healed. Be made whole. Whatever your desire is, whatever your petition or special prayer request is, I extend that invitation to you to come believing the Lord, come with faith, and taking God at his word, and know that God can do everything. There is nothing too hard for God, and there's nothing impossible. So if you just come with a little bit of faith It doesn't take a whole lot, but just a little bit of faith, faith about the size of a grain of mustard seed, and that's very small. With that little faith coming to God, God will do great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you must believe without doubting and without wavering. And so at this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. And I know that there may be someone who has a special prayer request. And when we go before God and in his presence, he already knows what that request is. And I know it is our custom at times to make mention so that we can pray a specific prayer. But I want you to now, in your heart, to speak it out before God. As we come into the presence of the Lord and we humble ourselves before him, whatever you need God to do this night, I believe God is going to do it for you. So with our minds on Jesus and our hearts open and our faith together touching and agreeing in prayer, let us pray unto God. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, humbling ourselves before you, asking you to have mercy. Oh, Lord, as we come into your presence, we pray a special prayer for all those who are listening and who have a special prayer request tonight, a petition that we bring before you. And we touch and agree on the same things in prayer. We are asking in faith, in the name of Jesus, that you will forgive sins, Lord, and accept the ones that sinners who have repented in their heart, and have mercy upon them, O God, and save them, fill them with the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we come to you on behalf of that one who is laid up in the hospital, sick, Lord Jesus, afflicted in their body. We believe, Lord Jesus, that you have the power to raise them up, to heal them, and to make them ever whole. Lord, and we know that you can do everything, and we believe you together this night. Oh, Lord Jesus, make your holy visitation and go into the room, Lord, and lay your hand upon their body. Oh, blessed Savior, rebuke the sickness, rebuke the disease, oh God, whatever is ailing them, rebuke it in the name of Jesus and send your anointing, Lord, and raise them up. Refresh their bodies and their souls and give them their health. In the name of Jesus, we believe it. Lord, we count it done. Heavenly Father, we come to you on behalf of the backslider tonight, Lord, desiring to return unto you, desiring to come back home. We are praying, Lord, that you will help them and that you will make the way for them. Oh, my God, reclaim their souls and restore them, Lord. Only you can do it. Make the way for them, Lord God, and help them right now, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, on behalf of those who are incarcerated. We ask in faith, Lord, that you will walk into the prison, oh Lord Jesus, and make your holy visitation, Lord, and touch, Lord, save, my God, change the heart. Only you can do it, Lord. Move and work wonders. Oh, Lord Jesus, remember those whose names are written on death row. We know, God, that you can blot out all of their transgressions, that you have the power to save their souls and write their names life. Oh, Lord God, save the lost souls of men. Save the dying souls everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come to you, Lord, on behalf of that one who is confused and don't know just what to do, how to do your will. Oh, God, lacking wisdom and asking it tonight in faith that you will give them the wisdom and the knowledge concerning your will. Lord, give them strength and give them encouragement. Lord, lift heavy burdens. Do wonders in our midst, oh God, and all around us, even near and far. Oh, Lord, remember those names that are written on the prayer list. Lord, one by one, name by name. Oh, Lord, whatever their request is, we know that you can see those names written, and you can see their prayer requests and their petitions. And we pray, Lord, in faith, touching and agreeing on the same thing in prayer, asking you tonight, Lord Jesus, for glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We ask in you to remember them, Lord, and to grant them their request. Let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. We believe it, Lord, and we receive it, and we count it done. And right now we thank you for having mercy, oh God. We thank you for your grace toward us, Lord. We thank you for blessing us, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer and for answering prayer. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, because we believe together that we have the petition that we've asked in this prayer. And we pray, Lord God, that you'll remember all those, Lord God, have mercy, that are over in Kentucky, Lord, and in the vicinities and other states around, Lord, that you remember them this night and have mercy. Even remember the bereaved families, those who have lost their loved ones or someone close to them. Lord, we ask that you will send your holy angels to wrap your heavenly arms around them and comfort them and let them feel the warmth of your love. Oh, Lord Jesus, please remember, Lord, those who don't have anything, who are less fortunate. Bless them tonight abundantly, oh God, with the blessing that they stand in need of. We believe, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you, oh God, that we believe that some soul out there is saved tonight. We believe, God, that sick is healed tonight. We believe, Lord, that those who are discouraged are just encouraged tonight. Oh, Lord, we believe that those who are weak are strengthened tonight. Oh, my God, we thank you for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now. And we praise your holy name. Oh, glory to your name. We give you thanks, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for this great work, oh, God. And we thank you for providing a way for us to preach and to teach and to promulgate the gospel. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the wondrous works you've done. Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless this broadcast, continue to bless this ministry in a great and a mighty way. We believe it right now, and we count it all done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Praise be to God. Truly, we thank God for the word of God. We thank God for prayer. At this time, we're going to have remarks from Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadija.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. That was a beautiful, timely message telling us to patiently wait on the Lord. Glory to God. That's what we need. We need more patience. I tell you, we live in a time now, everything is moving fast. People can't wait. They're speeding. They're doing everything. But we got to learn to be patient and wait on the Lord. Even though we might not see the way out, God's got the way. All we have to do is take the word of God in and wait patiently on the Lord. Even when we are being tried and going through things and seems like we can't understand why we are going through this. Why do I have to suffer this? Why me? We have to learn to be patient and count it all joy, because there's going to come a time when you are going to fall into diverse temptations. Different kinds of temptations is going to come your way, and you're not going to just walk into it, but you're going to fall into it. And when a person falls, they don't just fall to be falling, but they fall accidentally. And that's what we find ourselves. We come into these things where we're not looking to fall, but we do fall sometimes into the diverse temptations. But don't give up just because you fall into the temptation. What you do is you count it all joy. Consider it all joy. Count it. 1, 2, 3. Just consider it all joy. And the Lord will take you through. I don't know about you, but I don't like to be around people that complain all the time. They complain about everything. Those type of people, I like to get away from them, because I don't want that spirit on me where I just complain about everything, everybody, everything. No. I learned to wait patiently on the Lord, patiently waiting, not complaining, not murmuring, and not wondering why and saying, why me? No. I learned to wait patiently. God bless the woman of God, and thank God for that beautiful message that came through her on tonight. That, I'm telling you, that is just so timely. The world needs to hear this message. I want to encourage you, Vanessa Amin, just continue to let the Lord have his way and preach his word. Glory to God. Thank God for you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, talking about patiently waiting on the Lord and saying, count it all joy. And truly, like she said, sometimes we might lose our patience when we go through things, but we have to wait on God for our deliverance. And she mentioned how flesh, it doesn't want to suffer and how it wants to take the easy way out, but we have need of patience, that calm endurance. And, you know, as she began to talk, I thought of as she began to talk about the disciples, how when they were beaten, they didn't get upset and start complaining, but they began to rejoice that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for the name of Jesus. And this is how we have to be too. We have to count it all joy, everything that happens. When we fall into those temptations, like Amanda Lee Bowie can even bring out even more, we have to count it, like he said, 1, 2, 3. So everything that we go through, we have to count it all joy. Count it all for joy. Don't take it personally and say, oh, you know, this is against me and, you know, I'll never be this and I'll never get to this, but we have to count it all joy. Just like Paul, God began to tell him that his grace, it was sufficient. It's enough for you, Paul. You can go through it. You can get through it. Count it all joy. It was a very encouraging message, and I thank God for it. I feel encouraged, and just want to say to Vanessa Amin, keep on preaching the word of God. I also enjoyed the prayer. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We truly thank God for the beautiful exhortations and remarks. And we just thank God for this broadcast and how the Lord continues to bless us. And we thank God for all of you who have tuned in, and we pray that you have been blessed through this broadcast and the word of God that comes forth. And I encourage you to continue in prayer and don't stop seeking the Lord, but keep looking to him, because God, he's doing great and mighty things. He's blessing us. And I just thank God once again for the Word of God. The Word of God is encouraging to my soul. And it is the time where we have to consider what we're going through. Joy. Amen. Just count it all joy. And indeed, it doesn't feel joyous, but, you know, it can be very frustrating. It can be very difficult to deal with. But nevertheless, let us count it all joy. Praise be to God. And all this that we're going through is leading up to something. It's leading us up to that patience, the level of patience that God wants us to have. Amen. And then patience will have her perfect work. Amen. That we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So that's what God wants. He wants that perfection that comes with the calm endurance, that perfection of learning how to wait and just counting it all joy and getting past it because his grace is sufficient. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God for each one of you. Thank God for Evangelist May and for Evangelist Khadija for their help and support on this broadcast. We thank God for you who are listening. And we also invite any members of the clergy who would like to give remarks to use our guest line at any time. Praise the Lord. Anytime the Lord is leading you to call and give some encouraging words, we want you to just feel free to use our guest line to call in and do as the Lord leads you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe there's somebody who wants to sing a song, or maybe somebody just want to tell what God has done for them, tell a testimony of how the Lord healed you, how the Lord delivered you or blessed you. You are welcome to call in on the guest line and share what the Lord has done for you. And we ask for your continued prayers. And before we close out in the broadcast tonight, Vandis May, do you have anything additional?
Not at this time.
Amen. And Vandis Khadija?
Not at this time.
Praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord for all things, and we look forward to you joining us on the broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until that time, let us keep our minds on the Lord. Let us continue in prayer. And most of all, let us count it all joy. Amen. God bless you. This concludes the broadcast for this evening. And good night.